Hi, I'm Jasmine Hemsley and welcome to Bites of Nature. This is a new series where I will explore how you can use the nature that surrounds you and different natural landscapes and settings to improve your mood, creativity and well-being wherever you are. I've teamed up with new vegan snacking brand Zenbee Bites to draw on cutting-edge science and speak to some fascinating people that spend their time in nature. So join me, James Wong, AJ Odudu, Kim Hartwell, and more as we show how even bite-sized moments of nature can have a massive impact. In this episode, we're covering the big blue and the amazing power of water, whether it's a lake, the sea, the ocean, or a river. I know how much less stressed I feel when by water. So who better to chat with me about the power of water than pro kite surfer and extreme sports athlete, Hannah Whiteley. Welcome, Hannah, and thank you for joining me.
Hello, Jasmine. Thanks a lot for having me.
So, Hannah, today I wanted to talk to you about this power of water. The research by Goldsmiths University for Zenbee looked at how different natural environments compared to urban settings in terms of boosting positive mood and well-being and reducing negative mood states. For example, water proved to be the most effective stimuli for increasing positive emotions, such as happiness and inspiration. Water also scored really highly, with 47% saying they felt less burnt out. 52% also felt more inspired and 52% less stressed. So that's pretty impressive results. And I'm imagining you must be the happiest, less stressed person on the planet, Hannah. So it really seems like water is the biggie when it comes to these measures. What do you think?
I 100% agree. I have such a great feeling when I'm at the beach. I think it's so powerful that the ocean and just the open space of the land, I think it's just amazing. And there's the saying, I don't know if you heard it, a bad day at the beach is better than a good day in the office. And I am so lucky to have a job that's evolving the beach. And yeah, I think everybody that has the opportunity should really just, you know, try and get down to the beach or a lake and just enjoy the openness and the sand and the sound of the ocean. It's amazing.
It is, isn't it? Any beach, to be on the edge of the land and to see the sea and the horizon, the distance, it's just amazing. I mean, I definitely am drawn. I was born in Weymouth in Dorset, right by the beach. And my middle name, Alorna, is Filipino or Tagalog for waves. So I definitely am drawn there. But I have to say, the idea of kite surfing is a little bit high energy for me. And maybe being in the middle of the sea is not my... I think swimming just on the periphery, so I can walk to the beach, is good for me. But what makes you get out into the middle, get on a... Is it a parachute on you? It's a kite, okay. A proper kite attached to you. And then you get on a surfboard?
Yeah. You get on a board, like either a surfboard or one that's more like a twin tip. But I guess I've just always been drawn to the ocean. I've had this fascination with the sea since I was really young. When I was growing up, I just wanted to play in the sea for hours, swimming, jumping over the waves. As I got a bit older, I discovered kite surfing and, got madly into that. And it's just, there's something so calming about being in the sea, which is just, I don't know, it's amazing. And I guess I love to use the, like, nature's elements, the power of the wind, the ocean, and it just feels quite humbling. And I think there's lots of ways you can enjoy the water. Like you said, you don't need to just be doing like an extreme sport like kite surfing, just even running through the water, swimming. There's so many things you can do to enjoy it.
Yeah, if anyone's ever run on sand, wet sand, it's a proper workout, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it proper gets those.
You sink in. Oh, so who was taking you to the beach? Was it like family holidays or did you grow up near a beach?
Yeah, so I grew up in South Manchester, so that's not that close to the beach.
No.
But my dad has always been a super keen windsurfer. And so we used to go to windsurfing events growing up. I used to compete. And then he was the first guy in the northwest of England to start kite surfing in 1998.
Wow. So the windsurfing is when you have a sail attached to a board, right?
Yes. And with kite surfing, you have these lines and the kite's up in the sky. It's a bit more dynamic with kite surfing. You can jump a lot higher and you can do more rotations and stuff like that.
Because it's lighter and less cumbersome. And so you followed your dad. He was the first. You were the second.
So he was the first crazy one. And then, he taught me when I was 10, I started kite surf. However, I did have a few near-death experiences.
Oh, my goodness.
So it wasn't a great start. So that actually put me off for 5 years. So it wasn't till I was 15 when I got into kite surfing again. And I just realized, like, oh, my God, this is the best. This is the best. It's like...
It's wild.
Yeah, it's just there's so many ways, different ways to enjoy nature. And I just was like so drawn to kitesurfing and wondered why I couldn't believe I stopped actually.
So it must have felt very empowering to get back on again. And I guess the whole session is exhilarating. I guess the most extreme, I used to do a lot of underwater filming back in the day. Strangely, I learned to kind of scuba and everything. But I also got to learn to surf in Musenberg, which is kind of near Cape Town in South
Africa.
Yes,
I've been there.
And you've been there, and the water is really warm, isn't it? So for me, I'm a bit of a wimp, and the idea of jumping into the cold sea, no matter how thick your wetsuit is, you have to really entice me in. But in Musenberg, amazing, nice and warm, and the sea had quite good waves, right? But it's quite shallow still. So when I did get pummeled and pushed underwater, I could, you know, more or less easily stand up and catch my breath again. But after a day of that, oh my goodness, your appetite is huge. You've got this, you feel incredibly balanced, but you're exhilarating and you're kind of full of energy, but also you could relax really easily at the same time. That sounds strange. It's like, I guess it's like a kid after they've been running around and then they finally collapse. They're like, oh, this feels good. It's really uplifting.
Definitely. I think it's something about the sea air as well that really, you know, you can get so exhausted just from walking on the beach and just breathing all that goodness. I think it's so good. And yeah, Musenberg is an amazing spot. But I don't know about you, but I was a little bit scared surfing there because they had this shark flag that was up.
Yes, I have a shark story. I don't know if I'll share it, but I didn't see one and everything ended well. But a friend of mine did a helicopter journey above this beach and she said she would never go in it, the amount of sharks she saw. But yeah, there's lots of guards there, everybody kind of keeping an eye out. And then the next place I surfed was Australia. Is it Noosa? Am I getting that right?
I'm not actually sure. Okay.
No, my other half has got his thumbs up. Yeah, Noosa. But I didn't love that experience because there was a lot of pros in the water and I just felt like I was getting in everybody's way. So I soon got out. But I do remember how great you felt. And it was, you know, you didn't even think of it as a workout, but my goodness, it was a workout as well. So you just doing that first thing in the morning just really set you up for the rest of the day. If I lived in a slightly warmer country, I think I'd be in there more often.
No, yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely getting quite cold in the sea. I live in the northwest of England, Lytham St. Anne's, and now I can definitely tell you the water is getting quite cold. So definitely got my warmest wetsuit on at the moment. But interestingly, the other day I heard on the BBC News that they're now saying there's been a research showing that swimming in cold water helps build up protein in the blood, which, you know, is slowing down the process of dementia for a lot of people. So that's a pretty good reason to get swimming in the water or kite surfing, and don't be put off because it's so good for the body.
Yeah, I mean, that's if you think about kind of old-fashioned advice from doctors, it would be get to the ocean, have a swim. Swimming is excellent for the body. And cold water showers. We hear lots of people talking about how good that is for the body. And I guess jumping into a cold sea is going to give you the same effect. What's the longest that you can stay away from the sea, Hannah?
I definitely can't be away from the sea for very long. It's like I'm drawn to it, magnetized to it. And I'm constantly checking the wind forecast, the weather forecast, seeing when it's next windy. And if it's not windy for kitesurfing, then I'm running by the sea or just... yeah, just taking it all in. So I think the longest I've been without the sea is probably like maybe 1 month. And that felt like a very long time. I felt like a lifetime.
Was there anything that you could do in that time where you were kept from your sea? Was there I don't know, were you drawn to like going to public pools and having a swim, or did you just get by on memories of what it feels like to be in the sea?
Definitely try and do other stuff to replace it, like swimming. I'm quite lucky to have like a lot of other passions too. So if I can't be by the ocean, then I'm going to the skate park or running or doing yoga. So yeah, and then I guess I just appreciate being back at the ocean even more, or a river or a lake. So, you know, there's also those where I used to live in South Manchester, there was a lot of canals. So it was really nice running along them. And so, you know, it can be, there's many sources of water, not just the ocean, that you can enjoy.
Okay, so I bet you've explored quite a few places to get near water in the UK. What would be your top three, for example?
I've got to stay loyal to my home spot, so Lytham St Anne's. I think we just have such a, like when it's low tide, you literally can't see the ocean. It's that huge, the beach, and it just feels like it's endless beach. So I love that.
Is it pebble beach or is it sand beach or is it?
It's nice and sandy. We don't have any pebbles like the southeast of England. So it's lovely and sandy. And but yeah, there's another place I like to go to, North Wales. It's called Rhosyniger, the spot. It's a lovely bay. And there's a bit more kind of sandy, rocky. But yeah, it's a beautiful blue colour, the water. And this, do you know what? I think we're so lucky in the UK to have such beautiful coastline. And I've travelled all over the world and we honestly have some of the most beautiful beaches here in the UK.
So Hannah, if you could offer one piece of advice about enjoying the natural world and the beauty of the big blue, what would it be?
I think the best advice I can give when you're out at your local beach or exploring your local rivers, canals, is just to, when you're there, be fully present if you can, and just really take in all the senses. If you're walking on the beach, feel the crunch of the sand, hear the sounds of the ocean, just really take in the breeze of the wind. And what's good as well is if you can put your phone on airplane mode so you're not distracted, and just try and, like, everybody's looking at the same thing, but everybody's seeing a different thing.
Yeah.
So just try and be present and just take in all the senses, and you know, you might discover that where you live is even more beautiful than you might think.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, this is, I guess you're describing being mindful. It's funny how we can be somewhere physically but our mind is somewhere else, right? You know, how many times have we thought about what have I got to do next week, go through my to-do list, and you're literally there in nature, just assuming that you're getting a nature upload because you're physically there. But if you're not mentally there, it's not as helpful, right? So yeah, turning off the phone, feeling, as soon as you start to take in the environmental sounds and sights, it really puts you in that present moment. So if anyone's wondering, oh, what do you mean by being more present, it's just this lovely saying that I've heard. It's called be where you are, you know. And you think, well, I of course I always am where I am, but so often we're not. And I have been guilty many of time of going to the park and still my brain is wired and still trying to check emails and do stuff. And I don't come back as refreshed. Whereas if I just took 5 minutes of being absolutely disciplined about practicing being present, the effects are tenfold.
Definitely. And it takes time to learn to be present. You know, the brain is the biggest muscle in our body. And like, you know, like we go to the gym, we exercise our body, but, you know, we need to exercise the mind as well. And just it helps. What's helped me, because I definitely have a busy mind as well, I'm always thinking, sometimes too much, I just try to focus on my breathing, and that really helps me kind of draw, like, be more present in the moment. And when I have a thought that enters my mind that's just not, you know, helping me in that situation and distracting me, I just go back to, like, I acknowledge it and I dismiss it, and then I go back to focusing on my breathing. But I guess you are the meditation expert here, so maybe I can learn some tips from you.
No, I love hearing other people talk about it. It's like having different yoga teachers or different instructors. You just learn something new all the time. So speaking of meditations, can I take you to the ocean, Hannah?
I would love to go. Let's go. I'm ready.
This podcast is brought to you by Zen Bee, the plant-powered lifestyle brand offering a range of tasty snacks made using as much of the whole vegetable as possible, including parts often discarded. Try the new Veggie Bites, available in 5 unique flavours, featuring an enticing blend of fruits, nuts and spices. Discover more about these organic, vegan, gluten-free snacks that are delivered to your door by visiting www.zenbee.co.uk.
So I'm going to wind it down now, Hannah, from our fantastic conversation and take us into a calmer space where the idea is that when we do a guided meditation practice, we can harness the power of the mind to connect with nature, even when we're not there. And by practicing becoming present in the moment, we can then more easily tap into our body's deeper intelligence and intuition and remind ourselves that we are a creative force born out of nature. So you're sitting comfortably, I can see there, Hannah. Everyone else, if you want to sit cross-legged and maybe prop up your bottom with a cushion, or if you're seated on a chair, just plant your feet firmly into the floor to really ground you. And if you have the luxury of lying down right now, I say go for it. And make sure that your neck is nice and long rather than scrunched up, and have your arms open to the sides so your shoulders can really open up, and have your legs outstretched as well with your feet turning out. That really helps you to relax the hips. And then do any adjustments that you need to get super, super comfy. And then, as Hannah was saying, let's come back to the breath. That really sorts us out. So usually when we talk about the breath, we instinctively take a massive gulpful and then we could let it go. If that felt good to you, take another inhale in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just letting any tension, any excitement, any chitter chatter just leave with the out breath. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply while noticing your body, just scanning your body top to bottom, noticing any physical sensations there, feeling the support from your seat, from the floor, feeling your weight, your gravity. And by being aware of our breath and our body, can be firmly planted in this moment. And then closing your eyes, if that feels good, we're going to visualize a little trip to the ocean. And as you visualize, just allowing your mind and your body to become more and more relaxed with each moment. So in this ocean meditation, we will invoke the water element. We are approximately 70% water, and so is our planet. So the macro, so the micro. Water, as we know, is essential for life. It's a force of nature. It has the ability to be so big it can bring down walls. It has the ability to be so minute that it can seep through the tiniest cracks, fill gaps and expand the smallest of spaces. When water is hot enough, we have steam. When it's cold enough, we have ice. It's absolutely essential to our health. It's precious to our well-being. So imagining an ocean in front of you, you're standing on a beach, and you're staring out across the open water to the horizon where the water meets the sky. Just breathing deeply now as you marvel at the greatness of the ocean, this expanse of water that we can't even begin to fully understand. And this water being one of the five elements that make up everything that we know. So now we're going to listen to the gentle sounds of the ocean. Just imagine the smell of this ocean water, how salty and fresh it makes the air. Inhale long, slow, deep breaths full of this air. Sense the taste of the air, scented by the ocean and the minerals, the many minerals that give it that distinctive tang. Feel the touch of the air on your skin. Is it a warm day or is that air cool to touch? Is it windy or is it still? Is it touching your bare skin or simply cooling your cheeks and your nose in a cold day? With you all wrapped up, you get to choose. Maybe the gentle breeze is blowing your hair, or perhaps it's a cool bluster which swirls your scarf. You decide if your scene is a hot or a cool one, remembering that you have the power to create. Now touch the water. Dip your hand into that beautiful blue expanse of water. And when you peer at it and it runs clear, colourless as it trickles through your fingers. Think of the life force of water and its effect on the life force of your own mind-body. We are just like a wave that peaks and drops in the ocean. Individual, yet always part of this great source. We are simply a vessel, an outline, a body in which the ocean is the same within and without us. Quote the poet and philosopher Rumi, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. So using a beautiful memory of the ocean, perhaps when you were a child or a recent visit, or even if you've never been, perhaps a scene from a movie or a photo from a book. See yourself there, transported. Is it morning, afternoon, sunset, night? See how others are drawn to the ocean, to the reflection of the sun or the moon or the clouds in its great reflective surface. Breathing this vision in and out. Expand your mind-body to feel the ocean in your heart. This force of nature is you. Begin to connect to your breath again. Taking long, slow inhales and exhales. Start to wiggle fingers and toes and slowly flutter open your eyes, allowing the light in gradually. Breathe deeply to anchor that feeling of stillness and the powerful energy within you. To carry you through the day like a surfer on a glassy, unbroken wave, surfing the highs and lows at one with nature. How is that for you, Hannah?
Thank you. That was amazing. And I really enjoyed that. It was super nice.
So I could take you there even when you can't get there. So no more months away from the ocean for you.
Yeah, no, I'm sorted now. I'm just going to give you a call and we can take you there.
Let me take you there. Oh, so nice talking to you. Maybe one day, I quite like paddleboarding. I know that's a little bit slower than kite surfing, but maybe one day I'll put a kite on my paddleboard and see what happens. And I'll think of you.
Yeah, no, there's so many different things you can do. I've never tried it with a kite with a paddleboard, but...
I think it might be a bit heavy, but you never know. Well, thank you for inspiring us to maybe get out and see the coastline of the UK. And I hear you're going to Brazil next.
Yes, definitely. Brazil is my next coastline I'm going to head to.
I've never been there. Wow. Have so much fun. You'll be drinking, I think, they drink mate on the beach?
I'll probably be drinking more coconuts on the beach.
Yes. Stay hydrated.
Yeah. It's such a beautiful place, Brazil too. So looking forward to going there and going in a bit of a warmer ocean.
Yeah. Well, enjoy. Think of us back in the UK. And so lovely speaking to you. Thanks so much, Hannah.
You too. Thanks a lot, Jasmine.